Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
He watched the shootout that killed his son on TV. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, and Dennis Luther says a bullet even went through the windshield of his daughter-in-law's car. The gun battle happened off a freeway in Riverside, California, after Highway Patrol officer stopped Aaron Luther's truck. And as they were ready to impound it, he
entered his vehicle and pulled out a rifle, unknown caliber rifle, and he engaged our officer with multiple gunshots.
Assistant Highway Patrol Chief Scott Parker says that officer died. Two others were wounded in the gunfight. One critically, Luther, was shot and killed. Another officer is recovering after surgery in New Haven, Connecticut.
He has been stabilized, and he's going to be okay, thankfully.
Police Chief Tony Reyes, the captain, was shot while off duty after witnessing a murder and getting into a gunfight with the killer who got away. The House Judiciary Committee is joining the Justice Department probing Jeffrey Epstein's apparent suicide in jail while awaiting trial on sex crimes. The New York Post reports he hanged himself using a bed sheet tied to a bedpost. The Epstein case, though, is not closed. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
Dave, Attorney General William Barr has a message for anyone who was complicit with Jeffrey Epstein.
Any co-conspirators should not rest easy. The victims deserve justice, and they will get it.
The FBI raided Epstein's private Caribbean island. Agents fanned out on golf carts scouring Little St. James for evidence as the investigation into alleged sex trafficking of minors continues. Epstein's death came as he awaited trial sometime next year. Dave.
Rachel, we just got an update on inflation showing a small rise last month in what we pay at the retail level. Consumer prices went up 0.3%. Gas was costlier, so was medical care. On Wall Street, stocks could drop again. Dow futures down about 60 the morning after a nearly 400-point plunge. This is Fox News.
All money managers might seem the same, but while some give their clients cookie-cutter portfolios, Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to your goals and needs. Some only call when they have something to sell. Fisher calls regularly, so you stay informed. And while some advisors are happy to earn commissions whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come from other money managers. So if you're in or nearing retirement, talk with us and find out why investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
His friend was the killer in the Dayton, Ohio mass shooting, and now he's in trouble. Ethan Colley helped get some of the gear Connor Betts used in the massacre, but he's not charged with that. They found another crime.
U.S. Attorney Ben Glassman says there's no indication 24-year-old Ethan Colley knew his friend was planning the Dayton mass shooting, but that he bought the mass shooter body armor and gun accessories, including a 100-round drum clip used to kill nine and injure dozens more. Colley now facing two federal charges.
Unlawfully possessing a firearm while being a user of controlled substances and of lying on the firearms form.
He's back in court Wednesday. Police shot and killed the gunman, who the FBI says had a history of obsession with mass shootings and violence. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
15 months after the mass shooting at Santa Fe High School in Texas that left 10 students and adults dead, the accused teenage gunman's mindset is in question. Dimitrios Begorts' attorneys are seeking a mental evaluation, saying he cannot understand the legal proceedings against him. A convict on death row in Utah has taken another step closer to a firing squad.
A federal appeals court in Denver has rejected the appeal of Ron Lafferty, sentenced to die for the murders of his sister-in-law and her daughter in 1984. His legal team argued that Lafferty should be spared because he suffers from mental illness. The appellate judges disagreed. It is likely that Utah will set an execution date sometime in the next several months. Barring court intervention, Lafferty could become the first death row inmate to be executed by firing squad since 2010. He chose that option decades ago rather than lethal injection, a choice which Utah death row inmates are no longer offered.
That's Jack Callahan. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Champaign County Crime Stoppers is looking for the man who used bad checks at area banks. The suspect tried to cash a fraudulent check at Busey Bank at 100 West University Avenue on July 17th. You can contact Crime Stoppers at 373tips.com. The city of Champaign is getting $200,000 from the state to build a 530-foot section of the Greenbelt Bikeway Trail connecting the north end of Kauffman Park to the south end of Heritage Park in West Champaign. The News Gazette says the trail will use the Canadian National Railroad's right-of-way. Governor J.B. Pritzker announced the grant on Monday. Governor Pritzker signed a bill that requires LGBTQ history be included in public schools. The bill said the teaching of history shall include a study of roles and contributions of lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people in the history of this country and state. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Down. I'd go with Game Day. Game Day Spirit, the official fan store of the Fighting Illini.
All right, 8:09. Here is your weather.
We've got some morning clouds and afternoon sunshine. Chance of precipitation at 20%. High 83, low 63. 81 the high tomorrow with the sunshine, down to 61 at night. On Thursday, partly cloudy. High 79, low 60. Up to 80 on Friday with a 50% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms. Right now, the temperature's at 74. ESPN 93.5.
Well, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World standing by. If you have any appliance needs or you have something not working right, and that would be my dishwasher, although it started last night fine.
Okay.
So I don't know what kicking it did, but no, I just kind of kept pushing buttons.
Mm-hmm.
See, in those electronic things, that's the cool thing about Dick Van Dyke is they can explain what button to hit, and I never listened. I don't have the manual anymore either. Yeah. 220, 221, whatever she takes. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. They got it all. Bosch, Frigidaire, GE, Whirlpool, and more. Maytag, Electrolux. Plus, you can receive a free 10-year protection plan.
Wow.
So, Dick Van Dyke, if you stop there, they're on Neal Street as you go toward the mall. And you look on the right-hand side before you get the I-74 interchange. There
mm-hmm.
it is, right there.
Mm-hmm.
And their people know their product, which is what I really like. So they'll tell you what the difference is between that Beko over there and that Maytag.
Mm-hmm.
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World started appliance-world.com, appliance-world.com. Does anybody go to the mall anymore? Does anybody go to the Marketplace Mall anymore? If you started a business, would you spend the money to get bricks and mortar with Amazon in our life? Is that not probably the scariest prospect ever? Starting a retail operation with heat, air conditioning, electricity, and square footage. I just think it's a scary time for retail. And I want it to be here. But how do you... People will go into a store, check the price, feel it, touch it, put it down, and go order it and get prime shipping free overnight.
Huh.
How do you do that? How do you compete with that? Amazon buys 9 million items, and you buy 30, and the price isn't going to be as good as the 9 million they bought. Anyway.
Well, Aiden got some shoes for his 16th birthday a few weeks ago and really enjoyed that experience.
So you went out and actually tried them on.
And, you know, the guy was working it. There was five pairs of shoes all around
him. Yeah, attaboy.
And Aiden was saying, I'm sorry. He's like, this is what it's all about.
That's right.
I love doing this job.
And
I want you to be happy when you walk out of here.
Well, at least you didn't, like, say thank you, put them back in the box, and walk out and order them on Amazon.
Oh, we got some.
But people will do that.
Yep.
Say, let me think about it.
You're right.
And they get the box number, the Rebox, the low size, go online and get it cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
That's just not right.
Now, this guy was good service, and
good.
He was talking about Aiden's flat-footedness and how
good.
He has more support
all right.
the arch and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, because we need to support folks that try and do this because, first of all, it's a social thing that we need. We need people
mm-hmm.
in our life,
mm-hmm.
not screens, people. So if we lose everybody, I mean, crime in it, you don't even have to go to a grocery store anymore. You just drive through and pick it up now. You go online, you put your order in. You don't have to go see anybody. You don't have to talk to anybody at the bank.
You don't have to talk to anybody when you check out anymore. You can go to the self-serve thing. You can be mute. You don't have to say boo. And a lot of people like that.
I know it.
I don't want to talk to you. I just want to use my thumbs. That's all I've got left. Hey, good job, Tay and Piper. New show.
It's yes.
The Drive with
Lon like
Tay and Darren Piper. The Drive from 4 to 6 every weekday afternoon now. They debuted yesterday. The Drive with Tay and Piper. Teaming up with U of I Meat Sales Room for grilling and chilling on ESPN 93.5. They're going to get you ready for tailgating season. Listen for grilling and chilling with the U of I Meat Sales Room the Monday before each home football game on ESPN 93.5. They'll be grilling right out here.
Meats on Monday.
Uh-huh.
And the staff gets to sample.
Well, that's what I'm hearing.
And a lot of times they're thinking about, it's a breakfast game. It's 11 o'clock kick, so we're going to do breakfast meats and things like that on the Monday before.
Yeah.
So people can get that cooler set and ready to go.
Right. And I told them, you know, do whatever you have to do to sell some when you bring it out here in a little cooler.
Yep.
I'll buy some from you.
Me too.
Come on. You have my meat sales room. They got it going on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're going to break. We got sports headlines coming up next.
ESPN Radio, along with our friends at Prospect Bank, are welcoming students back with our Welcome Back Student Bags on Quad Day. Look for our team spread throughout campus town distributing these bags starting around lunchtime on Sunday, August 25th. We'll hand out 1,000 bags randomly stuffed with cash, gift cards, and offers. That's right, 1,000 bags from local businesses like FedEx, Prospect Bank, Jets Pizza, Octave Apartments, and more. Look for us on the streets with our Welcome Back Student Bags Sunday, August 25th, and score some great deals on Quad Day.
Want to help a special retired police officer in your life? Freedom Roofing is giving you the opportunity. Freedom Roofing is giving a free roof to one retired police officer in Central Illinois. It's simple. Just email freedom at sjbroadcasting.com with a paragraph on why that retired police officer deserves a roof, their name, address, and phone number. Freedom Roofing is giving back, and you can help too. So email that recommendation to freedom at sjbroadcasting.com.
From homework to practice, UC understands the demands of back to school. Simplify your family's finances with innovative banking solutions from UC. Download the UC mobile app to deposit checks, view balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and other people. Start the school year off right. Visit UC.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations today. UC, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC.
The Atkins Group is proud to present the redefined premium home rentals at Pebble Point. These home rentals feature two-car garages, granite countertops, and stainless steel appliances. There's solar panels on the roof that'll help you with electric bills. And don't lift a finger because maintenance is included, including mowing, snow removal, and garbage. Pebble Point, located in Urbana near Stone Creek, Carl Clinic, and Meyer. Right-size your life with a new premium home rental. Call Amber at 213-3034 or go online at cuhomerentals.com.
El Toro Mexican Restaurant on South Neal Street in Champaign doesn't just serve amazing food at a reasonable price. They're also committed to the community. Owner Victor Fuentes is proud to call the Midwest his home, and he shows it by hosting great community fundraisers at the restaurant. From popular annual events like Cinco de Mayo to being a part of local school and club fundraisers every month, El Toro is not only committed to supporting your empty stomach, but also a great community. Check out what local fundraisers are coming up soon on their website, eltororestaurante.com, or visit them at 723 South Neal Street in Champaign.
I don't know. Dancing with the Stars is when?
Yeah, November 8th.
Damn.
So we're supposed to save the day.
Yeah.
The dancers, Christy and Charlie Ramshaw, were talking to me the other day, and the dancers are out of sight this year. I know Jill Guth is one of them.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, that's awesome. Jerry and Christy Ramshaw have done a lot for Don Moya Boys and Rose Cole Boy.
That's right.
Let's check your sports headlines.
All right. We've got a St. Louis Cardinals, Kansas City Royals matchup, the Battle of Missouri. Let's get your Redbird recap.
Cardinals take on the Royals in Kansas City tonight. First game of a quick two-game interleague series. Plenty of activity yesterday after the three-game sweep against the Pirates. The Cardinals activating Yadier Molina, also sending Andrew Kisner down to AAA Memphis. Cardinals president of baseball operations, John Mozeliak.
I think Weeders and Kiz have done a great job filling in, but I do think our club looks a little different with Yadi in the lineup.
Cardinals also add Randy Arozarena from Memphis. Jose Martinez sent to the 10-day 30-day IL. Arozarena joins a group of Cardinals young players who have made quite an impact for Mike Schilt.
Really focused and determined to win baseball games, and their preparation has been really good as well.
The club also announced yesterday the firing of assistant hitting coach Mark Badaska. Cardinals and Royals tonight at 7:15, 6:20 for Ameren Total Access on the Cardinals Radio Network.
Yeah, I was hearing more and trying to research a little bit more about Badaska or Buddha, the assistant hitting coach. You know, there's someone who's lined up to take his place.
Yeah, they got a guy from AAA.
Jimenez?
Yeah.
Is it Jobel or Hobel?
Jobel Jimenez, okay. Maybe. And then it just could have been some conflicting information. The bottom line is hitters hit, and they're supposed to be able to figure that out at that level. But maybe if conflicting advice could have, I don't know. Anyway, it's unusual with 46 games left to make a move on your staff.
Mm-hmm.
But they did.
Badaska's 66.
Yeah, been doing it a while.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see how the Cardinals, and they got this, Randy is on Ozuna. I mean, he's the number one player in AAA baseball this year.
Okay.
He's really good, and he's been hot, hot, hot. So we'll see if he helps the St. Louis Cardinals here with Jose Martinez going on the IR.
That's right.
Okay.
And Jack Flaherty to the mound for the Cardinals. It's a 7:15 start. Glenn Sparksman will also be pitching for Kansas City.
Okay.
And for the Cubs, it's Jose Quintana against Philadelphia's Jason Vargas tonight at 6:05 from Philadelphia. You'll hear the action on U.S. 105.9. With the bad weather yesterday, Chicago White Sox have a doubleheader today. Looking in Illini Nation, our basketball team, to finish their tour of Italy and the sightseeing side of it. Back to the States by Wednesday. Women's basketball team in Australia. The softball team on their European 10-day tour, beating Amsterdam's Pirates 18-0 yesterday. We seem to fare pretty well when we're over and overseas.
Well, great opportunity. I think programs could do that every 4 years. The timing for everybody's the same, apparently. You got men, women, and women.
And the softball team, yep.
Yep. Check your weather.
We've got some morning clouds, afternoon sunshine. Today's high 83, 63 our low tonight. Chance of precipitation at 20%. Sunshine and a high 81 tomorrow, down to 61. Partly cloudy and a high 79, low 60. For Thursday, we're currently at 74, ESPN 93.5.
Fox Business Minute brought to you by Start a Car at Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Starla at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. You can always text us 359-2255. Text in anything we say you want to react to, you're fine doing that. 820 now in Champaign-Urbana.
From the Fox Business Network, you weren't paying much more for things last month. The consumer price index rose just 0.3% in July. The increase reflects higher prices for gasoline, medical care, and housing. In the year ending in July, consumer prices rose 1.8%, a little stronger than expected. And excluding food and energy for the year, prices rose 2.2%. The report indicates inflation is tame enough to support the Federal Reserve lowering interest rates again this year. Verizon is selling blogging websites Tumblr to Automattic, the parent company of WordPress.com. Verizon had acquired Tumblr from Yahoo. Kraft Heinz says it cut 200 positions during the first half of this year and expects to eliminate more jobs. The workforce cuts were revealed in a government filing. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Go to drivechampaign.com.
Well, this is August 13, and college, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Always good to think about college, even if you have a third grader. Whether you're sending your child to college in 10 years or now or 18 years, this is National College Savings Month, and Busey Wealth Management standing by. You can go on for a free, no-obligation consultation to say, I've got four kids. How am I going to do this? And they'll explain to you some options. It's better to save something than nothing. You can open a college savings account. It's good in the state of Illinois at 529. Your savings will be tax deferred and free from federal income taxes. You can have set up kind of an automatic savings where this is the untouchable fund, so we have something. Busey will kind of walk you through everything. And I don't know what they think, but I'll interject this. Parkland College, I think it's the best community college in the world.
But it has gone up.
A little more, but it's still a heck of a buy.
You're right.
If you were to stay on campus, University of Illinois, it's probably 25.
Mm-hmm.
20, let's see, 9, 7, 30. 25, 30. If you eat and stay in a dorm. And so Parkland might be, what, 5? 4 or 5?
Yeah.
It's just an amazing value for 2 years. But sit with your folks at Busey. They got all the smart people.
That's right.
Invest in your child's future today with Busey. For a savings strategy for your family, visit Busey.com. Stop by one of their many convenient locations. Investment products and services not FDIC insured. May lose value. No bank guarantee.
Hard to believe I have a senior in high school.
And a junior.
Yeah.
And a senior in college.
Amazing.
Oh, my goodness.
Now what's Anna doing next year?
So she's thinking Parkland Pathways at this point.
And ding, ding, ding.
The healthcare professional.
Ding, 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 ding. Where does she want to transfer to?
And as a senior, she's able to go to Parkland in the morning.
So she'll get a little knocked out now.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So
yeah.
She can get some classes going. And Christian was, I think, the first Parkland Pathways student to be an athlete in engineering, because those generally don't go together. Engineering's too tough.
Mm-hmm.
And he pathwayed right into the University of Illinois. And it's, I'm telling you, that's a great program. I'm a big, big, big fan. I think Parkland is an outstanding 2-year choice. The class sizes are like 16. So you get attention. You can take things like weed out classes, Chem 101 out there at Parkland. Here at the University of Illinois, that's called a weed out class, where they try and weed you out.
I see.
It's harder than heck, and it's like Nathaniel took that thing. It had 5 assignments due a week. It was nuts.
Wow.
It is unbelievable. Anyway, it's really good for your brain to think like that and work that hard, and it's all good. But it is challenging, but I love Parkland. I think it's a great idea if you're saying, man, I don't have that kind of. That's okay. You can get enough to go to Parkland, I think, so. And I know that some of their, you know, nice things they were doing for local high schools has changed somewhat with the state funding.
Uh-huh.
But they were offering honor students a lot of times free. And there's ways athletically to get in there as well. So
just got to poke around.
Yep. You definitely got to go and poke around, because whatever heritage you might be, man, there might be some scholarship money.
That's right.
Christian's in his last semester, got a nice scholarship, but applied for a lot.
Right.
And got a good one. And then Grace is going to graduate as well. And because of Miss Illinois and all her work in the Miss America system, she'll graduate debt-free.
Excellent.
Because of a lot of work and scholarships that she's earned. So
good job.
And we're about done with all that. And then we've got debt to pay.
That's right.
We still got debt. But we're thankful. But it's amazing how a blink and you're done. Hey, we caught up with Kent Brown earlier today. Lou Henson. Lou and Mary were in Oklahoma near Norman, which is home of the University of Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
They had the Oklahoma Sports Hall of Fame inductions last night. I'll be darned if Lou Henson didn't get in another Hall of Fame.
Yay!
And he deserves it, of course. But there was a question whether he'd get out there, and they were able to arrange for a private jet to get him to there and back with some folks, and we'll discuss in just a moment. Play a little clip if you missed that from earlier this morning.
And the Illini Visa Rewards Card.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Jeffrey Epstein's suicide, the New York Post reports, by hanging with a bedsheet in his cell. It's under investigation by the House Judiciary Committee.
The panel sent a letter to the Bureau of Prisons asking 23 questions, including whether the decision to take him off suicide watch was discussed with executive branch personnel. The letter gives the acting director of the Bureau of Prisons until August 21st to respond. Attorney General William Barr has said the Justice Department is conducting a thorough investigation.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. President Trump leaves his golf resort in New Jersey today for a tour and a speech north of Pittsburgh about energy and manufacturing.
He was supposed to make that trip earlier this month, but it was postponed due to mass shootings in El Paso, Texas, and Dayton, Ohio. He will tour a multi-billion-dollar Shell chemical ethane cracker plant that's under construction. The massive plant converts natural gas liquids into plastic pellets to be used in manufacturing.
Fox is telling you, Jay Powers. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Two Chicago women are accused of using counterfeit money at four champagne stores. 18-year-old Shayla Nakia Cathy and 18-year-old Jetta Alexis Delk are due in court on Wednesday. On Friday, the women allegedly went to multiple stores and used counterfeit bills to buy clothing and an appliance. They were both arrested on Friday evening on charges of theft and forgery. No injuries were reported in a shooting in Urbana on Saturday morning. Officers were called to the area of Romine and North Beach Streets early Saturday morning. Police found two bullet casings. Champaign County Crime Stoppers is looking for the man who used bad checks at area banks. The suspect tried to cash a fraudulent check at Busey Bank at 100 West University Avenue on July 17th. Police said he is the same suspect involved in at least two other incidents at local Busey Bank locations and additional banks in the area. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monacelli.
Babbel.com.
Here is your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Well, starting out with some clouds, but afternoon sunshine expected. Chance of precipitation, 20%, high 83, low 63. There's just a 10% chance of rain on Wednesday and Thursday with partly cloudy conditions. Highs right around 80, down to around 60 at night. 50% chance of rain come Friday. Right now the temperature's at 75.
Oh. We're doing our bank bags again. ESPN 93.5 Prospect Bank welcoming back U of I students.
Mm-hmm.
We are not only stuffing bags with cash gift cards, but also a whole bunch of free stuff from Prospect Bank and Rosati's Pizza in Urbana, the new Octave Apartments. Learn more about our welcome back student bags powered by Prospect Bank at ESPNCU.com. Can't believe I'm reading that because they're coming.
Yes, they are.
40,000 people.
Just a couple of weeks away.
No, I think they're in.
Mm-hmm.
Coming, trickling.
I agree.
With events.
Mm-hmm.
Classes start 2 weeks from Monday.
That's right. On the 26th.
Is that 2 weeks from Monday? Or is that a week from Monday?
Mm-hmm. 2 weeks. Oh, wait.
Week from Monday.
A week from Monday.
Gotcha. Quad day a week from Sunday.
And for my kids on August 19th, Monday, this coming Monday.
Yeah, I know how excited they all are about that one. That's exciting.
I'm anxious to get everybody back in the routine.
Mm-hmm.
Should be nice.
All right. Earlier this morning, we found Kent Brown, Division of Intercollegiate Athletics, University of Illinois, Urbana-Champaign. He was with Lou and Mary Henson last night as Lou Henson, the all-time winningest basketball coach in the history of the University of Illinois, accepted yet another Hall of Fame honor in the Oklahoma Sports Hall of Fame.
He was very excited. And when the lights come on, as you kind of know with Lou, his spirits certainly pick up. And he was really, really good. He was really sharp last night.
That's awesome. Well, when he gets it going, he can be really, really good. And I don't know. I know Lou and Mary have struggled, particularly Lou, with a lot of health stuff in the last decade or so. But Mary Henson, to me, hasn't changed. Is there something going on? I mean, really, if you look at her picture, you're going, okay, that's 1988, right? I mean, I don't get it. I really don't.
I don't either. You know, she was great. She really organized and coordinated the trip yesterday. And those of us who have been on a lot, you know, several trips, with teams and stuff. I told her when we got home last night, I said, we're going to bring her in to start coordinating travel for our teams. As smooth as everything went last night. And she laughed, of course, because I don't think she's quite ready for that. But anyway, she was fantastic. And, you know, and her and Lou have been partners, have been together a team for over 62 years.
Wow.
They've been married.
That's amazing.
And so she is right on top of it and makes sure that everything's just perfect for Lou and for the family and really the driving force there. It was really a great event. Oklahoma is very proud of their sports heritage. And their Sports Hall of Fame in that state is very impressive. And the people in the room last night were very impressive. Big Oklahoma contingent that's very close, about 10 minutes from the OU campus. And so we had Lon Kruger and Barb. The Krugers came over for the event. Bob Stoops, the longtime football coach, was inducted last night, along with Patty Gasso, who's their current softball coach, who's won four national championships. But it was great to see Barb and Lon. And Lon got to spend a little bit of time with Lou. Rod Cardinal was part of our group. Lauren Tate, and so
that's awesome.
Juan has, you know, long-time relationships with several of us, and so it was great catching up with him and just being part of a really, really super nice evening.
Kid Brown earlier this morning about Lou Henson being inducted in the Oklahoma Sports Hall of Fame. Pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
8:41. Check your sports. Coming up. There's probably many, but what's one thing you want people to know about police? Who are you?
Well, just we're the same as your neighbor. We're family people. We're men and women that live next door to you. I've coached my kids all through softball, baseball, soccer, basketball. I was on the school board. Every one of us is like that. Now, we just don't stop. We go home at night. We go out and serve our communities afterwards. We're always out there. There's someone you can talk to even when we're off duty. We're out there serving our community. We're your neighbors. We're the same people that live right next door to you.
Retiring Deputy Chief Bob Fitzgerald, Urbana Police Department. Congratulations. You did it. 33 years. When's the day?
September 27th.
Okay. And then you got 50 more years to go. So now what?
My son just graduated from the University of Illinois, got his master's, and he's just moved to Chicago.
Wow.
My daughter is going to be a junior in Indiana State.
You just got to find a place to retire. Bob, congratulations.
Thank you.
Urbana's going to miss you.
Thank you.
Brought to you by SK Exteriors. Their website, callsktoday.com.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume. You're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and the resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Get your baseball grub here. Get your baseball grub here. Get your game day eats at Value Check that doesn't break the bank. Value Check is cost plus foods, meaning everything is priced at or below cost on the shelf with just 10% fee added at checkout. Unbelievable savings. They have a great selection, knowledgeable staff, convenient location in 1914 Glen Park Drive in Champaign. So go on into Value Check and save loads of money on your next grocery trip.
Join Addie's Bar and Grill every Friday night through the summer for live music and local bands, featuring groups including Champagne Freight, Dave and Brittany, Sapphire, and Dean Rich. This great summer lineup of musicians gets underway on Friday, June 7th, and continues every Friday night through the end of September. Relax at Addie's with great food, great drinks, and a great atmosphere with live music. And be sure to catch trivia night once a month at Addie's Food. Addie's Bar and Grill, 2600 South Stone Creek Boulevard in Urbana.
Well, we got a baseball race. National League Central Division, Cardinals and Cubs. Cubs up by 2 over St. Louis. Cubbies got to play in Philadelphia tonight. Cardinals will be in Kansas City. Battle of Missouri going on. And it's game on. Milwaukee just 2.5 back. Milwaukee's got to host Minnesota. And Minnesota's really good, so we'll see what happens. But, man, that's a 46 games left, Diane. It's a good race.
Jack Flaherty to the mound for our Cardinals and Glenn Sparkman for the Kansas City Royals in this Battle of Missouri. It's a 7:15 start here on ESPN 93.5. I was just trying to do the math in my head.
Yeah.
Do we think we'll get all of the drive in?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
6:20 when we go in the pregame.
Okay, good.
Yeah, the drive with Lonte and Derek Piper debuted yesterday.
Yeah, and Larry, thanks for the text in saying glad Lon's sticking with the radio.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was talking about, you know, almost 10 years now doing this.
Uh-huh.
And Derek Piper, of course, the number one reporter going now for basketball, Illinois basketball, and he just got back from Italy where he was with the team.
Yes.
And came home, did that whole 24-hour travel thing.
And the stuff he knows about the new recruits,
yeah.
He's just well informed.
Yeah, if you want to get stuff, Derek Piper's going to have it for you.
Mm-hmm.
On the drive, 4-6 this afternoon.
That's right. Cubs at Philadelphia, that's a 6:05 start on US 105.9. Jason Burgess for the Phillies, and the Cubs will use Jose Quintana on the mound. The Chicago White Sox had bad weather yesterday, so they'll have a doubleheader they'll face today. On to Illini Nation, the basketball team is doing their sightseeing now of Italy, and they'll return to the States on Wednesday. The base basketball team for the ladies in Australia.
Yeah.
And then the softball team touring Europe for 10 days, and they beat Amsterdam's Pirates 18-0 yesterday.
Out of the way.
The other thing that I was mentioning in sports news that's trending today is the start of the 2020 MLB season, March 26.
Pretty early.
It does seem early.
Yeah.
It'll be St. Louis at Cincinnati, and the Cubs will be facing Milwaukee.
At Milwaukee, right?
Yes.
Oh.
So let's hope the weather's good for that. These are northern games. Late in April in Puerto Rico, the Mets and Marlins will be going at it. It looks like all 30 teams are expecting to be a part of opening day, though. They have also mentioned the July 14th All-Star break will be in L.A.
When is the
Cubs and Cardinals in June in London?
London. Okay, it's in June.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause I know people would love to run over there. I've tried to put it together, but the Cardinals have commissioned one kind of travel agency to do it. It's a sports agency.
Okay.
So they'll have trips. I think they won't be cheap, but generally with that, they'll get you some inside Cardinals stuff, which would be fun. That would be fun to go to London and watch Cubs Cardinals.
That's right. And in a year from now, August 13th, the Field of Dreams in Iowa. Never had an MLB game in Iowa.
It's cool, but.
Yankees and Chicago White Sox.
Just cool, but.
Okay.
I'm sorry. They're building a field near the Field of Dreams.
Why wouldn't they be right there?
Oh, no, it's a tourist site, and I'm sure it's way too small because it was a movie. But I think it's just, you know, it's Iowa. Well, that's cool.
Right.
It's certainly, and they're going to be in a kind of a field, but they probably have to have the right spacing in the foul territory. They have to do it to spec so nobody gets hurt.
Sure.
But I just wanted to play on that field where the guy was playing, and he came across to save the girl, and then he turned old again, and then he didn't want to play catch with his dad.
All right, it's September 27th is when the 2020 season will
Jana looked
end.
Over at me in 1988 and said, I thought I heard some sniveling.
Yep.
How could you not cry?
That's Stevie.
It was true. It was such a good movie.
Yeah, it is.
It's probably more a guy thing. But anyway, it's a good one. Anyway, it'd be cool. I kudos to Major League Baseball thinking out of the box. So. And now you've got the Cubs at Pittsburgh at Williamsport. Isn't that next weekend?
Is that right?
I think so. I think that the Cubs play in Williamsport, which is a little league field. I wonder what the tickets cost for that.
I think they are doing
that. I remember I tried to look into getting tickets for that. Couldn't get those. Not easy.
Well, the Pittsburgh series does start on the 14th
I think
or
it's,
16th.
I think it's a Saturday. They'll play in Williamsport in that itty-bitty little stadium. So that's kind of cool.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it's not the Little League Stadium because they had to have a big stadium, but it's in Williamsport. That is cool. So I like that stuff.
I think that's Sunday the 18th. I see some teeny okay. tiny writing here,
right.
And it's
it
featured
be.
On ESPN.
Yeah. All right, 8:49.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib. Once again, I'm hosting the Live to Lead mega event at Dye Hotel on Friday, October 11th. John Maxwell and four speakers, Angela Ahrens, Marcus Buckingham, Chris Hogan, and Rachel Hollis. Buy your tickets at HabibHabib.com. So bring your team. I guarantee you'll be better equipped with new perspectives, practical tools, and key takeaways. Improving our minds is like working out. We can't go to the gym just once and expect to be in shape. It's a continuous process. Buy your tickets at HabibHabib.com.
Plants capture CO2. What if we could help industrial plants capture it too? Think how we could help lower emissions. More and more scientists think carbon capture is key to reducing CO2 emissions globally. It's one way ExxonMobil is helping industrial plants be more like plants. That's the unexpected energy of ExxonMobil.
In December, it'll probably be cold, windy, and snowy, but you don't have to stay for that. Hi, it's Stevie J, inviting you to join me for a cruise of a lifetime, our cruise to Hawaii. Imagine spending New Year's Eve on the Grand Princess from Princess Cruises. We'll leave December 27 from Champaign, then fly from Chicago to San Francisco to stay one night in the Bay Area, then board our floating paradise December 28th. Then we'll cruise to Hawaii and visit Hilo on the Big Island, Honolulu for a long day, then off to Naweli Wili Kauai, known as the Grand Canyon of the Pacific, and then magnificent Maui with its stunning landscapes and superb beaches. Our cruise to Hawaii, December 27th. Prices start at just $42.76. For more information, visit StevieJTravel.com. That's StevieJAYTravel.com. Space is limited. Stevie J Travel. Where do you want to go?
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and the resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, it's Stevie J. When I needed a new roof, I called Roof Doctors. Actually, I called a lot of roofing companies to get estimates. But you know, I felt great talking to Randy. I felt that he was honest, reliable, and affordable, and I felt I could trust him. You know what? I was right. They did a terrific job. After they did my roof, I had him do my mom's roof. You know how much you have to like a company to recommend to your mom? With 30 years of experience and the best warranties, call today for a free estimate at 328-7529 or go to roofdoctorsco.com.
Randy Graham on Curtis Orchard's Honey.
We won a few years ago the best tasting honey in the world, which we see as a win for Illinois and the whole region. The honey is fantastic.
Thanks in part to your daughter, Rachel.
She's also worked with Maggie Walker locally, who's an expert beekeeper, and they've done some federal grant projects. And in fact, for our tours this year, we've added an observation hive, which is basically an indoor hive sheltered in glass where people can observe it.
Curtis Orchard, 3902 South Duncan Road, Champaign. Visit CurtisOrchard.com.
There are a lot of places you can buy Illini gear, but if you want the official gear of the Fighting Illini, you need to get it at Game Day Spirit, because they are the official fan store of the Fighting Illini. You could buy your Illini gear where you buy your cereal, or you could buy at the official merchandiser, Game Day Spirit. You could buy your gear where you get your groceries, or you could buy from the official fan store. Get it from Game Day Spirit. Get the latest styles from top name brands like Nike and Champion. Game Day Spirit on Neil and Kirby in Champaign and on Green Street in Campus Town.
I don't even see tickets for sale for Williamsport. I don't see them on StubHub. I don't see them on Vivid Seats. They have a lottery for people to get tickets for that, but it's, you can imagine if the thing only holds, I don't know, 8 or 10,000.
Yeah.
How many people would want to go and play there in the third annual Williamsport Little League Classic, and the kids get to hang a little with the big boys.
Nice.
So it is cool. I watched it last year. So Cubs and Pirates this year, Sunday night, but I thought you could go buy $1,000 tickets. I can't even find it. They're not available.
It's so, like a 6:05 start. So you'll hear it on US 105.9.
I wonder how they prevent scalping. I don't know how they do that, because
so much stuff has moved to your phone now, though. And yeah, that makes it difficult for those who are trying to do paper tickets.
Yeah, that's true, too.
To make the deals.
Yeah, but they can track stuff online, what's being sold. Mm-hmm. We were selling some Cardinal tickets once, and I wasn't supposed to. Didn't know that. And got a call from St. Louis.
I see.
They had tracked it saying, you can't put those on StubHub. I said, how do you know that?
Oh, wow.
So there's a way to do that, too.
Okay, thank
it's
you.
It's so many things that electronically that we're unaware. Anyway, it'll be fun. So we'll see. Okay, listen to US 105.9 tonight for the Cubbies. Mm-hmm. Again, 6:05. And then right here on ESPN 93.5, shortly after the drive with Lonte and Derek Piper. Show number 2 today.
Uh-huh.
6:20, we'll go to the pregame, and there's some energy now. Is St. Louis firmly in this race? We'll see what happens. The Cubs are still probably favored to get her done, and Milwaukee's still there.
Right.
And the Cubs are going, don't do what we did last year, kind of faded at the end. That would be bad. Trying to get the Cubs and Cardinals in it, and really trying to get the Cubs and Cardinals to play for the National League Championship to go to the World Series. Now, that would be fun.
Sure would.
All right. Thank you, Diane.
Enjoy the day.
That's Diane Ducey. I am Stevie J. Thanks for listening. Jeremy Warner program coming up next. All your latest with Illinois football and beyond. That's next. And again, listen this afternoon, 4 to 6, show number 2 of the new one, The Drive with Lonte and Derek Piper. Thank you for listening. Again, I'm Stevie J. We'll meet tomorrow. Have a great Tuesday.
Planning a party or an event? Think Big Grove Tavern in downtown Champaign. With 3 large back rooms, Big Grove is the ideal place to host your next important gathering, whether it's for the team after the game or a timeless family gathering. Big Grove has the space and the hospitality to make everyone feel welcome. features include a full bar and a menu with something for everyone. Contact sales at BigGroveTavern.com or call 217-239-3505 to reserve your private space.
Hi, this is Congressman Rodney Davis inviting you to join me for an open government night I'm hosting in conjunction with State Representative Brad Halbrook and the News Gazette on Monday, August 19th at Parkland College in Champaign. Doors open at 5 p.m. The program starts at 6. We look forward to hearing and talking about the issues that are important to you. For more info, visit my website, rodneydavis.house.gov.
Paid for by the official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
Prices have dropped for the Illinois State Fair. Get in for just $5 Sunday through Thursday. Kids 12 and under are always free, and seniors are only $3. That means more money for your favorite foods.
Oh, it's awesome.
Grandstand concerts and carnival rides. Check out the free entertainment on the new Grand Central stage in Foodorama, the amazing Dobermans, Team Big Air, Racing Pigs, and the High Dive Show. Details at IllinoisStateFair.info. The Illinois State Fair, August 8th through the 18th in Springfield.
And now, the worst commercial ever.
As a real-life caterer, my recipe for success is a heaping helping of commercial auto and business insurance through Progressive. They helped whip up a customized insurance solution that keeps my business cooking.
That barrage of bad wordplay was most unpleasant. Whereas commercial auto and business insurance through Progressive is anything but. Visit ProgressiveCommercial.com to quote today. Insurance provided in service by Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. It's affiliated in third-party insurers.
Hello, this is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. We are honored to be celebrating 10 years of service and want to thank all of our amazing clients for their confidence and trust. We look forward to meeting the needs of current and future clients in the years to come. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place, Champaign. Call us at 217-366-3456 or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network. Member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Welcome to Office Depot. How can I help you?
We're getting her organized for back to school.
Yep, got my green notebook and folder for chemistry.
I mean, science is always green because, of course.
Right, because math always has red notebooks.
Right, because blue notebooks are for English. And yellow are for social studies. And purple is for music. And, are we twins?
No. Get everything on their list from the advisors at Office Depot Office Max. This week's doorbuster, 1-inch finders for $1. $1 in-store or online at OfficeDepot.com. Limit 10.
Ever wonder why Europeans seem to speak so many languages? Maybe it's because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away, whether you're learning Spanish, French, or German. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I can tell you I was just taught the wrong way.
Using Babbel's 10 to 15-minute lessons, you can be speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I was amazed that I could start having real-life conversations right away. It was so fast. Now I'm speaking Spanish. Woohoo!
No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, French, or more. You can try Babbel for free. Go to Babbel.com or download the app and try it for free. That's Babbel, B-A-B-B-E-L.com. Or download the app to try it for free. That's Babbel.com.
Hi, it's Stevie J. For many years, whenever I said something a little out there, my kids would say, easy, Stever. Well, I've come up with something a little out there, and I'm inviting you to be part of it. Introducing Stever, a new program that allows you to spend my money and keep the stuff. Sounds good, right? Well, it is. Now, there are two requirements. You'll have to use your voucher for the free stuff within 7 days, then give us some feedback about your experience. That's it. Take my money, spend it within 7 days, then give me some feedback about your experience. But you have to register for this program. Just visit GoStever.com and create an account. You'll need to create a username and password. Once your account has been created, you're all set. Then just listen to Stevie J Broadcasting Stations for your chance to grab one of our daily offers. Visit GoStever.com to register now and to learn all about our new Out There program. All the information is available at GoStever.com. The earlier you get registered, the better chance you'll have at winning. Visit GoStever.com. You're listening to WSJK, ESPN 93.5, Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.